Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be talking this week about a recent visit I made to the Museum of Fine Arts. I am a member. I encourage you to be a member because, like I said, you get a membership at the museum. And I know if there are any college students listening, I think by default they get a membership there. But if you get a membership in the museum, you can go there as many times as you want all during the year. So I'm a big fan of that. And I hadn't visited since before COVID. So I had to renew my membership, and I renewed my membership and was able to walk around the museum, and now I'm back to doing that. But there are some fascinating things where you can meditate on and you can reflect on. Now, one of the things that was there was this statue of an angel. And this angel is holding this man who has died and holding this man up, and very similar to the painting you may have seen or the image you may have seen of Jesus holding up the sinner who I think has a hammer, which he would have nailed the nails to Jesus, but he's still holding him in mercy. Well, it's that person is in the same image, but not holding a hammer. And what it come to find out, it must have come out of one of the railroad stations in Pennsylvania. It's represents the men who worked for the Pennsylvania Railroad who died during World War II. So, fascinating statue. But one of the things I looked at as this represents an employee for the Pennsylvania Railroad who became a soldier, died during World War II. But you look at that and seeing that in light of the events going on in the past, and you realize that even though this represents, obviously, the American soldiers, you realize that this is the damage of war, and war has its damage control or its ability to wage damage and death has no boundaries. There is no racial boundaries. There's no national boundaries. It's just, this is what war does. And let's go back for a second and understand this. If you want to tell me, and I was discussing this on the morning show, you want to tell me that God does not, we don't believe in God, we believe in science. Good. Then why isn't your science making war go away forever, which it has promised many times? Why doesn't your science make war go away? Instead of that, now I'm not discounting science. I love science, but I believe in faith and science. As a Catholic, we believe in faith and science. We believe in faith and reason. So you understand this. So why hasn't your science made war go away? And why hasn't your science turned around instead of finding a way to make atoms splittable to destroy many people, make it atoms in such a way, using atoms in such a way that it's impossible to create weapons of war. So keep that in mind. War reaches all nations, all backgrounds. When it comes out, it sees no boundaries and creates death wherever it goes. And what is war caused by? I never understood this until the Ukrainian war. What is war caused by? It's caused by sin. Why? Because it is through sin you turn away from God. If everyone decided to follow and listen to the Lord, sin would go away. War would go away. Because we would understand that we wouldn't commit war because we would realize that it was God's will that we don't. And some might say, well, how do we know? You know, we know that David did war. Fine. David was pre-Jesus. David was before Christ, different time, and all that. I will hold on to this from forever, that if we're truly living what Christ calls us to do, and everyone did that, there would be no war. So we go back to that powerful statue, and it really brings something to reflect on. It's very powerful in that way. And understand that this reality of war, if we truly live the gospel, war would not affect us because we wouldn't wage war. And so there are many people who are working so hard not to wage war or to bring peace, and others who are, you know, who are all for waging war for whatever reasons. For some, it is for ideological reasons. For some, it is religious reasons. For some, it is financial reasons. And if we can ask the question, is this what God wants of us? And if, and the answer is no, very clearly. If you believe killing another person is you doing God's will, we have a problem. And I'll tell you that right now. And I take that from the from the personal level all the way to the national level. Do I believe it is my duty to kill someone who invades my house? No, I don't. And we were talking about ways that if someone invaded, how we would stop them without using lethal means. We were talking about that the other day. Really powerful image from that that statue. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
We're back, and we're talking about this powerful reality that I had mentioned in the Museum of Fine Arts, and now to talk about another one, which is fascinating. This one is really fascinates me. It is a painting by Winslow Homer, and it is of a fisherman rowing his boat. And so what you see is he's got some fish, and he's rowing his boat, and he looks on the weather. And he sees what is fog coming in. As a matter of fact, it's called the fog warning. So he sees fog moving in. And where you see him rowing, realize he's rowing. He's alone. He's in a rowboat. There's a big fish there. You have no idea of how far he is from land. And he is rowing away from you. So you're looking at the picture. He's rowing away from you. So you don't see land at all in the picture. You see fog moving in. Maybe that fog is moving in and covering the land. You don't see anything. He's just surrounded by water. Or maybe he is out fishing and his rowboat has come from another ship. You don't know that. But what's interesting is if you look at the clouds, they look like tanks. Like military tanks. So it almost looks like war is moving in. And I've always, when I looked at that picture many times in the past, I'd say, oh, that's kind of a talk on war. And those are tanks. And he's kind of indicating the fisherman is wary that war might be coming. And then I discovered that the painting was done by Winslow Homer in 1885. Well, guess what? Tanks didn't exist then. As a matter of fact, as I remember, if I can look back here, now that I think about it, so let me look back at this painting, and what do I see here? Let me see, there we go. Let me bring that up. Oh, yeah, he is rowing back to his ship. I'm sorry. If you look in the background, you're going to see his sailing ship, okay? Now, why that's significant, this is 1885, this is time of the sailing ships. Well, the very first Navy ship was the White Fleet, not counting the Monitor and the Merrimack, was the White Fleet, which was the first real Navy ship, except for the submarines that were the Monitor and the Merrimack. So, and they were the ironclad, basically, submarines. And in that reality, that's in the early 1900s, the time of Teddy Roosevelt. So here we are in the late 1800s, or 15 years. Do I have that right? 20 years after the Civil War, there are no tanks, yet there is this image that looks like tanks, and it's the clouds. And it's fascinating because, again, if you don't realize the year, you're going to say, oh, yeah, they're getting ready for the war coming because, World War One is not too far away, which is in fact true. It's about, let's see, 15, it's about 30 years away. But tanks don't exist yet. So it's just a fascinating thing to reflect of, first of all, this whole change in technology that happens in that roughly 30 years. But not only that change in technology, you also go back to this ominous warning that was completely unknown at the time because of the fact that it's just a coincidence. It's not something that he was saying, warning this was coming, because he had no idea. But it's a fascinating thing to reflect on. And again, go back to our theme. What is it our theme is? Our theme is that we can reflect on the fact that nothing is worth putting our hope in except that of Christ and seeking to do the will of God. Well, anyway, we're going to talk on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed week, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.